Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 40 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 41 degrees.
Much better. Came in up severe.
Well,
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the help.
No problem, man. You were full scale on both receivers, so should have no problem. As long as you keep your audio down. Keep it up, brother.
NACLC out.
Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 46 degrees.
Testing, NAFLK, testing the frequency. Okay, I raised the repeater. This is November 8th, Fox Lima Kilo. Happy to be back on the Saginaw Fenton Lansing repeater. Can anyone confirm my signal? This is N8FLK asking for a signal check. This is N8FLK in Lansing asking for a signal check. N8FLK on frequency in Lansing. This is November 8th, Foxley McKilo, doing a signal check. Let's see if I can get through to Saginaw and Fenton.
8FLK, this is KE8MQZ. You are loud and clear in Bay City.
I really appreciate that. I've been fighting with this radio for some time. I really liked this repeater that you have. It's pretty cool. I can transmit in Lansing and be heard in Bay City, but I couldn't get it to work after I put in the code plug and found out that it had the repeater offset wrong. So that was it. Thank you for confirming that I'm getting through. Have a wonderful day there in Bay City. This is N8FLK.
Yep, you are full quieting with crystal clear audio sounding great on the Guilford machine. Have a great day. This is KE8MQZ.
Thank you, KE8NUZ. This is N8FLK listening.
CQ, this is Whiskey CR8 Echo Oscar Charlie calling CQ for any station anywhere.
Calling station, you have AD8CJ here. Name is Chance, and I'm in Lapeer.
This is Whiskey CR8 Echo Oscar Charlie. Sorry, Lapeer. I had the volume down. I'm just checking on this radio. Okay, this is Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie.
Have the volume down. All right, this is Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Juliet. My name is Chance, and I'm in Lapeer as well.
Hi, Chance. My name is John. I'm in the Emergency Operations Center here in Diamonddale, and we're running an exercise. And we turned on this little 2-meter radio here to see what was going on. And it works. By golly, that's wonderful. This is Whiskey Sierra 8, Echo Oscar Charlie, and I'll be clear now that I know it works.
Not a problem, sir. Happy to help. Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Juliet, clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Partly sunny. 50 degrees.
NABLC, this is KE8ZTX.
This is WSAGLC,
go ahead. KE8ZTX, NABLC. There you are. Maybe you wasn't available.
You know, I just had to get to my radio is all.
Ah, that's right. You're moving a little slow today.
Well, are you heading south?
I'm sitting in the parking lot at the moment. I just filled up, but then you know that.
Yes, I do. Well, am I coming through okay?
Loud and clear. Absolutely fine.
Well, perfect. That's good to hear. I should be all set then.
Yeah, I got your wound spray. We'll see if it does any good or not. I think all this stuff is basically Flex Seal for less money.
Really? Well, Casey told us, you know, we can put that on. I don't know if we still need to wrap the trunk in gauze or not, but, I mean, as long as it's cleared up, I don't think we need to wrap it with anything.
No, this is for pruning and that. It should seal it right up. So if it's going to live, you know, this will close it off anyway.
Well, I'm not too sure about the one tree, but the other one, the rabbits didn't get to it quite as badly. So hopefully we can save that one. But, I mean, we'll do them both. And, you know, they both live, and hallelujah.
Yeah, well, I'll do any of them anywhere they chewed on them, and we'll see what happens. If not, we'll be digging that one up.
Yeah, I know. I don't relish that. But Casey told us that, told me anyway, that he can turn me out to a couple of places that have real good trees. So if that's the case, we will call him up.
Yeah, you know how much I love digging holes, but if we have to, we have to. The woman here told me the same thing happened to her, except for it was the deer that did it, and says they didn't eat the trees that had apples on. They ate the little ones I just planted.
Oh, well, they're tender morsels.
That's why I told her. I said, you probably planted sour apples, and you got nice tender little shoots on the new trees, so what did you expect?
You know, whenever you release the PTT, I get a big scratchy noise. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing.
Well, we'll figure it out, but as long as you can hear me clearly when I'm talking, that's what I'm concerned about.
No, you're doing fine there. We'll see what happens when I get down within a quarter mile or something.
Are you moving yet?
Yeah, I'm coming up on slipping time.
All right, so you're not too far out. Just keep talking and let me know when you can't hear me anymore. I guess that's just bizarre. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it unless it's like they're talking about. It's just, you know, a power problem being too close.
Yeah, I'm going to have you look at something when you get home here on the radio and help me figure it out.
Come back with that. I bumped the dial on the thing.
I said I'm going to have you look at something on the radio when you get home and help me figure it out. I'm still at 8 watts and I'm doing okay, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, you're doing fine.
Hang on, I'm going to go down to 5 and see what happens.
Yeah, you should be fine there, too. You hit it with the HD at, you know, less than 5, so I don't see where you're going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, but for some reason you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, but that was when I was only 100 or 150 feet away.
Well, I'm down to 5 now, and I'd like to just keep it there if I can, but motor on and let me know if you can still hear me when you get close to the house.
No, you sound fine. Good and clear. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, and that's with a different radio, too.
Yeah, but this isn't something new. This has been this way ever since we started using two of them at the same place.
Yeah, I know, but I sure would like to figure that out. I hate to have you go down the road to listen later.
Well, I can sit and listen. I just can't participate.
Correct. Well, we'll figure it out. Fix it. Do whatever.
Well, I'm coming up on the corner now, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, if you can still hear me, we should be in business, and then we'll try it with your HT and see what happens.
Doesn't work very well. As soon as I made the corner, you start breaking up.
Well, that's just weird.
Well, we're like 30 feet apart now.
Hey, B8OLE.
BLC, and I will be clear.
B8OLE.
OLE, go ahead.
When you're working a repeater and you're that close, you're doing a split, so the radio, they're really sensitive, these radios, and there's no way to filter like that close proximity. So when the other person's transmitting on the input frequency and you're trying to listen to the repeater, which is far away, the close by station washes out your what you're hearing, because it's only 600 away. And if you're that close, I mean, we generally just switch to simplex, and then you can hear each other right next to each other, up to the point of even having microphone loop feedback.
Yeah, and I understand, but what we're trying to accomplish is when we're on a net, you can't be out in the garage, and I can't be in the house, and we both participate on the net on separate radios. So, because obviously he can't hear me, usually I can hear him, but he can't hear me. So that's what we were trying to figure out, what he needs to do. And it looks like he's going to have to go down the road.
you can listen. You can have two radios there and have the second one listening on the input frequency, and just throttle it back some, because it'll wash the other one right out. Apparently, one of the two radios you guys have is a little bit more selective, but that's an awful lot to ask. With certain power levels, it really washes out the front end bad when you're trying to hear the repeater. If you've got a lot of power running next to the other one within, say 50 or 100 feet away or something, it just blows out the front end on the receive.
Yeah, I turned my power down to 5 watts. I mean, I don't know what he has his set on, though. Might be something to look at.
Outside of having a second radio there listening on the input frequency, that's about the only thing you can do, and then you have to be still separated from each other enough so it doesn't work that way. There's really no good way of getting that type of separation without duplexer cavities or something similar.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for the tip. And what was your call sign again? I've got the last part, OOE.
That's an old novice call, Kilo Bravo, KB. There's a prefix, KB8OOE.
Gotcha. Well, thank you very much for that. And thanks for listening to our goofy conversation while you drove home.
I was actually in the other room watching SpaceX pod detached from the ISS. It's heading home. It'll splash down around 6 p.m. I've been trying to follow this one closely, but I've had to go around and get a bunch of legal paperwork taken care of and pay taxes and bills and everything else. I had a heart attack here a couple of months, about two and a half months ago, and I'm just finally getting fuzzy side up and shoe side down, so
doing a lot of time in front of the TV set and doing a lot of online studying.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear about your heart attack, but the SpaceX thing is really quite remarkable, if you ask me. I'm kind of following it myself. But tax season, boy, that'll give you a heart attack sometimes, won't it? But hopefully you're on the upswing and looking forward to spring and getting better.
Yeah, the weather is getting better. The trees are all budded out. I would think the sap is kind of probably going bitter right now. I'm looking at maple trees, and I see the buds are popping out there. The bees are going crazy. Anything above a buffet Fahrenheit. All right, let's guys get back at it. I just figured I'd give you a quick rundown. It's probably not exact science that I'm blurbing out here, but it'll give you an idea. It's just a lot of power for the front end of a radio to it just desensitizes it for the frequency you're looking at. And when you get in the radio and you start doing it and it's new, that's one of the things. Most people, if they're within 5 miles of each other, usually they've switched to simplex by then. And then you don't get that washed out repeater thing, that last little bit coming up the drive or half mile away. Depends how loose the receive is. And I mean, it gets more complicated, but let's save that for another time. I'll say 7-3 and let you guys have at it. KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, thank you very much. And this is N8 VLC, and I am clear.
As KB8ZTX, I'll be clear.
K8BPL monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
FFR. You're coming in a little on the quiet side, but you're coming in.
Is that any better? I'm chewing the bottom of the microphone. KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, W8FFR, that sounds a lot better. There's a static, but that's on my end from where my receiver is placed.
Thanks for the signal report. I just put the new antenna on Castle Moss. We've got an 8-foot tall railroad trestle here up in Vassar, and she went under at about 35 miles an hour and snapped it off. So the new one showed up today, and we got her set up. Thanks, Sub-3, KB8OOE.
You're most certainly welcome. This is WAFFR. I am clear. 7-3.
AFACLL, monitoring. AFACLL, monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 64 degrees.
I hear you very well.
Well, I bet you do. You've got a real antenna on the car again.
Nice.
Yeah, talk at the zero on the keypad. There's a hole there that's a little mini microphone.
Hey, I'm just heading in break mode right now.
Cool. Yeah, they're setting up rigging to pull that pod or whatever they call that thing, the dragon, getting ready to pull it up on the hoist on the boat.
Okay, I just want to tell you I like this little handheld, and now I can't press the siren button by accident too.
Handheld? You mean the microphone on the mobile radio?
I like talking on this better than the one with the antenna.
We don't want to get on there too much until I have a chance to sweep that with an antenna analyzer and see if it's close.
Well, I'll let you get back to watch that
reentry
protocol, and I'm just almost to work, and I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
7-3, KB8OOE.
7-3 KFA ELF. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees.
KFACLL, monitoring.
This is KFACPP. Hey, Jason. Finally see you back on the air, I see. Back to you as well, Ricky. Yeah, Jason, your signal just cut out. Not sure what happened. This is KFACPP going clear.
KFACLL, yeah. You don't have to go clear just yet. I got it working now.
Thank you.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 61 degrees.
And listening. This is N8FLK listening here in Lansing on a beautiful night.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 60 degrees.